fourth parak of Shuas, fourth, fifth Mishnah, we're learning more halachas of Shuas Ha'edus. Mashpiani Aleichem Meloi Tavoiv Te'iduni Sheyesh Li B'yad Ploini Pikodin. I make you people swear, if you will not come to testify, that somebody owes me a deposit that I put by them, or Tzumas Yod, or a loan, or Gezel, they stole from me, and they owe me back, or Veda, they're watching an Aveda for me, they're not giving it to me. And so he said, I make you swear that you don't know any one of the above. Shvul she'ein anu yodim l'chaedus, and they answered him, we don't know Eidus, and chayev me'le'acha, since in the Lashon of their Shvua, they said, where that that we're making one Shvua, that we don't know any Eidus, that's considered one Shvua, and they only have to bring one Kovan if they're found to be false. But Shvua she'ein anu yodim, if they answered, we're making a Shvua that we don't know, she'yesh le'biyodai, Ploini, Pikodon, Sumasyod, Gezel, Pikodon. When they said the Shvua, they specified a Shvua that I don't know about the deposit and the loan, that which was stolen, the Aveda, that is equivalent to making independent loans and therefore independent Shvuas, and then Chayom, Kolachas, Vachas. They have to bring a comment for each statement, part of the statement they made is considered independent Shvuas. Mashbiani Aleichem Eloi Tavoviti Adonis Yesh Libiyad Ploini Pikodon. You made a claim that you know a testimony, and I want you to swear that you don't, that somebody owes me either wheat or barley or spelt. If they answer the general term, we don't know edus, then same thing as the previous case, it's enough to bring one korban. They're chayv and each one independently, because once again they specified each one and each one's considered a separate shvuah.